The holiday shopping season got a raucous kickoff in downtown Seattle. Demonstrators managed to close down Westlake Center 3 hours early last Friday, Black Friday. Some stores sustained damage. Police arrested 5 people. Last night, protesters were out again, but they were fewer in number. Seattle Mayor Ed Murray said in a statement yesterday the city would not tolerate those who exploit peaceful protests to destroy property. We wondered what you thought of the protests. Howard called in from Ballard to say he was disappointed by people's response to the grand jury decision out of Ferguson, Missouri.
There was a grand jury that decided that that guy wasn't to be indicted. And why can't we accept that?
Carrie from Seattle was at the Friday protest, and she takes issues with some perceptions of the event.
People are saying that it was disruptive and a violent protest, but I disagree, and I saw that the cops were the ones who were agitating protesters, and I think that we had a very peaceful message to send that we are fighting for racial justice.
Zizi Quinn wanted to participate in the protest, but she says she was turned off by what she saw.
I showed up at one protest to see a large group of young people holding megaphones in the faces of officers in full riot gear. I believe those sorts of displays of aggression, both the riot gear and the megaphones, only exacerbate tensions and beget more violence.
John Scholes is CEO of the Downtown Seattle Association. The DSA represents businesses and retailers here. I asked him what he'd heard from his members about last night's protest.
Well, we didn't hear significant reports of trespassing or some of the unfortunate activities that occurred on Friday. So I think the large police presence and the additional coordination between police and retailers ahead of time that we helped convene and facilitate really made a difference. And then the clear message from the police chief and the mayor were also helpful, we believe.
What do you think made the difference between what happened Friday and what happened last night?
Well, we had a significant police presence last night, and we convened SPD leadership and retail managers and property owners earlier in the day, so everybody was on the same page about how to trespass individuals who are coming in to private property to be disruptive and how to engage the police department so that process can move forward in a lawful way. That being said, we had 3 hours of traffic disruption and transit disruption in the core of downtown during the holiday season, which is not something we welcome or look forward to. So we think there needs to be a review around how the city handles and allows unpermitted marches that take over streets and sidewalks and significantly disrupt traffic and transit service at a very busy time of year.
I'm talking with John Scholes, CEO of the Downtown Seattle Association. And John, what I heard you saying a bit earlier was that as far as protecting property goes, you felt the police department did a good job last night, but the other tier is what's actually happening in the public arena on the street itself that you're not satisfied with.
Sure. I mean, downtown's always been a place that has welcomed marches and free speech and permitted events and protests. That's been a part of our history and occurs in most downtowns. What has been happening more and more often in downtown is unpermitted marches, folks who are coming downtown, taking over streets and sidewalks, and really causing significant disruption to tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of people who are trying to get home, get to their family, pick up their child from daycare or preschool, get to their job or leave their job. And we think this warrants a review by the city of how they're going to handle unpermitted marches that are advertised and planned ahead of time and that are intent on causing significant disruption. Nobody's trying to shut down free speech or the rights of individuals to peacefully assemble and protest. But there's many groups that come downtown without a permit and are tying up traffic, interrupting transit service, and some going on to disrupt and damage property commerce.
That said, how concerned are you and your membership going forward about what's going to happen this shopping season in downtown Seattle, either being disrupted or seeming unsafe for people?
Well, I think the police department and the comments from the mayor yesterday were important in reinforcing that the rule of law will apply in downtown Seattle. The police department will respond with an appropriate level of officers. The show and the celebrations and the traditions in downtown will go on, and we have some great festivities and traditions coming up this Friday, Figgy Pudding in the Westlake Park, Westlake Mall area, and many others. So we're going to continue to promote all the great things that are happening downtown this holiday season, continue to invite families throughout the region to come downtown and enjoy them, and continue our partnership with the police department and the city to make sure it's safe and welcoming for everybody.
John Scholes heads the Downtown Seattle Association. We'll continue to hear about Seattle area response to the Ferguson grand jury decision and what it means to us, including a conversation later this week with local NAACP President Gerald Hankerson. You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Sillman.